This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
I don't know about you guys, but I love boxes of tech that just do stuff. You know those little boxes we've got? All of us geeks have these. Just boxes around the house that connect things to things to do stuff. Yeah. Well, let's get more specific. Listener Mike Cassidy from Great Yarmouth got in touch to share his views on one such box so he can enjoy his TV shows and movies without the need for a television.
Hello, this is Mike Cassidy. Greetings to Tech Talk listeners. Now, we've heard quite a lot about the Fire Stick, the Amazon Fire Stick, over the last few months. There is now a way of being able to play your Fire Stick through an audio unit or through headphones. Initially, I tried using an HDMI to audio cable, but I suppose I wasn't really surprised when that didn't work. All I got was a quiet buzz. So, I seem to remember that there was a podcast on the AppleViz website about using the Apple TV, running that through an audio unit, so I searched that out. And fortunately, Lisa Salinger was able to explain a little unit, and it's a very small box, about 6 centimetres by 5 centimetres by 2 centimetres thick. You get it from the Great A Store. It's made by Tendak, that's T-E-N-D-A-K, and it's called an audio extractor converter. If you search for Tendak, you should find it first on the list of items that comes up. So, I say, this little box has sockets and a switch. It's best if you have the, if you hold the box with the little, it's a little slide switch. If you have that at the back on the right hand side, so it's facing away from you, the switch. It's a three position switch. The leftmost position is for playing through a 5.1 sound around system. The middle position bypasses the audio, and the rightmost position is for two channel stereo. So needless to say, I haven't got a sound surround here, so I have it on the right-hand-most position for two-channel. And to the left of the switch is the HDMI input from the Fire Stick. So obviously you plug your Fire Stick into that socket. Now when you get your Fire Stick, you have a little extension cable with it, and I have used that, so there's a little separation between the Fire Stick and this audio box. To the left of the HDMI socket is a 5-volt power input. I'll talk about that a little later. Nothing on top of the box. On the front of it, there is the left-handmost socket is a HDMI output. To the right of that is a little light, I think. To the right of that is a Toslink socket, which I haven't used. I think that's a digital interface, isn't it? I believe so. To the right of that is the important socket, the 3.5mm jack. And that's all there is to it. Now, I mentioned the power supply earlier. You don't actually have to use a power supply. You can drive this unit from the Fire Stick. It will get, the stick will get a little warmer if you don't use the power supply to the box. But it seems quite safe. I've run it for quite long periods. It doesn't get too hot. So I haven't bothered using the extra power supply. So that's the description of the thing. It's wired up and you should be able to hear it.
Photo.
There we are.
Your video's 3 of 7.
Let's just turn that up a bit and see what else we can find.
Movies, 4 of 7. TV shows, 5 of 7.
So you've got your little menu. I'm using the remote has been described to you before, hasn't it? So I shan't go through that. But that demonstrates that I'm now running it through an audio unit without any TV at all. And it works. It works very well. As you can hear. So, really, that's all there is to say about it. Let's shut her up. Let's turn her down. But there is, I suppose, one thing I should mention. At the top of the remote is a button. If you press that, which we will do, what's the temperature?
Currently, in Great Yarmouth, it's 15 degrees with clear skies and sun. Today, you can expect partly sunny weather, with a high of 16 degrees and a low of 10 degrees.
That, of course, is our old friend, her in the corner. I better not mention her, because I've got an Echo Dot as well, so she'll start responding if I mention her name. But we all know who it is. So you can use her from this Fire Stick. You don't have to say her name. You just press the button, hold it until it goes blip, and then speak, and then release the button. And you can use all your Alexa commands. Now, she might respond, I've said her name. Hopefully she didn't hear it. So I hope that will be helpful, and may release televisions for partners to watch while we indulge in our Netflix or our Amazon Prime or whatever we like, our Amazon Music. And you can, of course, play Amazon Music through this as well. So, there we are. All right, well, take care. Bye for now, and talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Really interesting box that he's talking about. It's called the Tendak. That's T-E-N-D-A-K. HDMI to HDMI with audio. Now, that's the name of it, as I found it, on Tendak's own website, not on Amazon. We couldn't find it on Amazon when we checked, but it's slightly out of stock. It'll come back in, I'm sure. Beware, there are other Tendak products on Amazon which will not do what Mike is doing. So make sure it's the right product that you buy. So check first before purchasing. I'll give you the product code in case you want to look it up. It's AV096BK. So AV096BK. Do check it out.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.